Today marks exactly 1 year since George Floyd died under the weight of a police officer's knee in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because the incident was recorded, much of the world has seen all 9.5 minutes that Officer Derek Chauvin choked the life out of Mr. Floyd while other officers looked on, ignoring the pleas of witnesses. In the days and months after, people flocked to the streets across the nation calling for an end to such police brutality, only to see such incidents occur again and again. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, there will be another reminder that work needs to be done in the realm of police reform and the systemic racial issues that cloud the justice system and access to equal societal opportunity. The local activist group Survivors Speak and the consulting firm Value Black Lives has organized a rally for Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. at Glencoe Crossing on Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. With us today is the founder and director of those groups, Trishay Duckworth, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having us on, and I just, listening to you say that, I'm just getting teared up to know that we're a year later, and lives are still being lost, and I question, when will this end?
Well, when we gather for a remembrance like this, it is usually a call for a collective silence, for reflection. While I'm sure there will be time for that, is this more of a time to increase the volume of the collective voices in calling for change and reform?
It definitely is. We've seen a tremendous increase in individuals, specifically our Caucasian brothers and sisters, that have been raising their voices and demanding change on behalf of Black lives, which is just amazing. And I think that now, since we've seen all these other deaths since then, right, it allows us to know that we need to up our efforts and we really need to stand together to make our voices louder, to say that we need to end qualified and absolute immunity so that we can start to hold police officers, prosecutors, and even judges accountable for misconduct.
The event on Wednesday has been billed as 1 year later, remembering George Floyd and all those murdered by police. According to Mapping Police Violence, since May 25th of 2020, the killing of George Floyd, an estimated 979 people have died following an incident involving law enforcement. 181 of them were Black. The New York Times reports that just since the trial of Derek Chauvin, at least 64 people have died at the hands of police, more than half of them people of color. As loud and as visible as the message has been, how do you assess if it's getting through?
That's hard to say because, you know, the message is loud, but you don't see the fruit of it, I would say, the way that we need to, you know. It's almost like it could be a mockery to policing agencies because they know we want change and we're not getting it the way that we need, you know, and that's a reflection of our legislators. It's also even a reflection of our president, you know, who unfortunately is just not doing what is needed for the Black community when, in fact, on the night of his election, he says that he knows he owes the Black community. And so we're waiting for that repayment, right? We're waiting to get legislation put in place that protects Black lives. And we know it can be done with a stroke of a pen because he did it for our Asian siblings. And so if he can do it for our Asian siblings, then he can do it for us. And so we need change and we need it now. And we need our legislators to listen.
And Trishay, you did take note of the fact that there are more and more white voices that are standing up and demand to be heard. I do want to note that since the murder of George Floyd, there has also been a surge in the killings of police officers in the line of duty. There are now police officers, including those who testified in the Chauvin trial, who are standing up for what is right. In calling for an end to violence against people of color, should we just not call for an end to violence, period?
I would say, of course, we don't condone violence towards anyone, okay? Whether it's a police officer, no matter who the citizen is, we don't condone violence. We should denounce violence in general. But at the end of the day, we still need that strong voice around not just the police, We need this strong voice around institutional racism and the reflection of white supremacy in many of our institutions. It's educational racism. There's racism within our healthcare system, in our education system, employment, housing. It goes across the board when you see all these disparities. And so we need change in all of these areas. So, yes, do we need to denounce violence? Of course we do. We don't want anyone to be harmed, but we are tired of the atrocities happening to our black folks, to my people, and we need to do something about it now.
We're talking with Trishae Duckworth on 89.1 WEMU. Trishae is the founder of the local activist group Survivors Speak and has organized a rally as today marks the one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. That rally will take place tomorrow at 5:30 at Glencoe Crossing in Ann Arbor. The month of June, Trishae, is right around the corner, and Saturday, June 19th is Juneteenth. Some call it Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, or Emancipation Day. It commemorates the anniversary date of the June 19th, 1865 announcement by Union Army General Gordon Granger proclaiming freedom from slavery in Texas. There are all too many who say that freedom is still elusive today. Recently, Ypsilanti City Council passed a measure officially recognizing Juneteenth as a holiday. Ann Arbor City Council did the same and voted to create a full-time position for a racial equity officer for the city. All steps in the right direction, correct?
All steps in the right direction. We're happy to have been working with both city councils, and they're both doing some great work. And so, yes, this is really, really major. And the city of Ypsilanti took it a step further to approve Black Lives Matter street murals, which we will unveil on Juneteenth as well. And we're also honored to get before the Ann Arbor Art Commission to do the same thing. It's not just a cosmetic statement, right? But it's a way to say, hey, we are here. You will see us. You will honor us. And we are not going away. We won't change.
Well, as you mentioned, these murals are in the process of going up. A Black Lives mural, as a matter of fact, was unveiled on Library Lane in Ann Arbor, the work of 8 different artists sharing their perspective on the movement. And as you mentioned, Ypsilanti City Council has approved 2 different Black Lives murals in that city. And that project is well underway. The budget for the Ypsilanti murals is set at $25,000, and the money is being raised privately. Where is that fundraising total at this point?
Right now we're sitting at about $14,000, and so grateful. We've had some in-kind donations from Engage at EMU, as well as Ace Hardware downtown Ypsilanti with Stuart and Caitlin Beal. So both groups have covered all of the supplies and all of the paint. So we are good to go. We are doing these murals. Even if the money doesn't come in full, we're still doing these murals. But we're still continuing to fundraise because we want this celebration to be one that is remembered. We want to do all kinds of programming to uplift Black lives. We're bringing in Black businesses. We're going to give a small reparations grant and raffle that off to all Black businesses that are involved. We're also giving grants to our food vendors as well. We want to uplift Black businesses. If you look about Black Wall Street, that's coming up, right? May the 31st, the anniversary of that. And so we want to be a stimulation for Black businesses in the area and let them know that we see them, we honor them, and we will uplift them in this process as well.
Now, as I understand it, the stencils for these Ypsilanti murals have already been completed. So with the contributions of all in the community, it will be completed on Juneteenth. Is everybody invited to that celebration?
Everybody is invited to that celebration, but I'll tell you even before then, everybody is invited on June 5th and 6th when we're actually painting the murals. So if you're a muralist, if you're a local painter, if you have a paint company, or if you are just a citizen and you want to come out and help, please meet us on South Washington Street off of Michigan Ave at 7 a.m. on June the 5th, and you can help with this process as well. We'll be cleaning the streets first, and then we will start in on actually putting the mural down.
Our time together is starting to wind down, but I do want to pose one more question, Trishae. Despite the pandemic of 2020, people did take to the streets last summer to make sure the cries for justice continued to be heard. The community is starting to more fully open now. What will summer 2021 bring in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement in Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti?
You know, we are expanding efforts from just out in the streets. We've been moving like this since the summer. We attend city council meetings. We attend our commissioner meetings, right? The commissioners hold the entire purse strings for the county. And so we need all of these individuals to begin to work towards building racial equity. And people have done a great job, right? But we need to go even further, because until all Black lives are uplifted and we see an increase in our communities thriving, we cannot stop. We mean Black liberation every step of the way, and we are thankful to everyone who is joining in on this movement. So, yeah, we'll be out protesting, but we will also be doing other things to uplift and make sure that Black liberation is at the forefront of what's going on.
Once again, Trishae, I thank you so much for the time and sharing your perspective today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
That is Trishae Duckworth, founder of Survivor Speak and organizer of a rally and protest marking 1 year since the murder of George Floyd and all those murdered by police. The rally starts at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at Glencoe Crossing on Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. For more information, we'll link you up when you visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.